Recall last Sunday in our gospel passage, Jesus sent the apostles out two by two on a mission. They were to preach the gospel, call people to repentance and conversion, exorcise demons, and perform cures. Now they've come back. One can imagine all that they had to report to our Lord. But notice our Lord doesn't say, good job, now go out again and keep on working. Instead, he says, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Our Lord knew what he was talking about. If we went to the first chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, we find that one day Jesus spent the whole day performing miracles, preaching, even into the evening hours. And then the Gospel reads that, then early the next day, early in the morning, he went off to a deserted place by himself and was absorbed in prayer. He knew he had to be alone to rest. So our Lord actually missed a great opportunity in one sense, because here they are surrounded by all these people. The gospel says they don't even have the opportunity to eat. A good businessman would have said, let's seize the moment. But instead, our Lord said, rest. Come by yourselves to that deserted place and rest. This is so important. And we can imagine those apostles getting into a boat. There they were with our Lord. Probably a couple took a little cat nap. There were those that were talking about all that they had done, perhaps laughing about situations or commiserating about things, just like priests do when they get together. And so you have Jesus listening to all these apostles and what they did, and they're talking. But then Jesus talks to them, and they listen. How wonderful that is. Well, my brothers and sisters, in that little teaching, we find a very important lesson for our own lives. You and I need to take time to rest with our Lord, both physically and spiritually. Physical rest is important because, after all, we're body and soul. And when our body is tired and worn out, that's going to affect our spiritual life too. And when we look at America today, we know how busy people are. The Center for Disease Control released a study recently, and they said that 40% of Americans are sleep deprived, that they receive less than 7 hours sleep a night. Well, that's going to affect a person. And then MarketWatch, one of those business kinds of journals, said that most Americans work 48 hours a week. That doesn't include commuting. And then it also reported there's 500 million days of annual leave that aren't used each year by Americans. That's incredible. And probably some of you have experienced that. But we need to rest. Otherwise, I know from my own experience, when I'm tired and weary, I can't concentrate the way I should. I have to fight off impatience. And then, too, I don't have the zeal that I ought to have for my day-to-day activities. So rest is important. I encourage you parents to take this to heart, especially if you have teenagers at home. So many of our young people today have so much pressure, too much pressure. They're over-programmed. And it's little wonder that some kids eventually snap. I remember a few years ago when I was in the seminary and up in Philadelphia, and we had an apostolate assignment. So every Thursday I went to Bishop McDevitt High School to teach religion. So after my religion class with juniors, one of my students came up to me and said, Mr. Saunders, can I talk with you? I said, sure. So we arranged a time. He came in, a very bright student. He was in the honors courses, did well academically. He was a great athlete, played soccer, won different championships, and so on. So he came in and he said to me, I want to die. I want to kill myself. And I was shocked and I said, why? Well, to make a long story short, the poor kid was worn out. He said succinctly, my parents have put all this pressure on me. I'm in these honors classes. I have to get good grades. And when I'm not studying, then I'm playing soccer. I have to go to practice. On weekends, we go to these tournaments and so on. I have no time, and I don't like my life. I said, well, look, you're young. You have a whole future ahead of you. You need to talk to your parents. And he did. And his father even called me at the seminary. And it turns out that, one, he gave up soccer for a while just so that he could recoup his strength. He also dropped one of his honors classes that he was struggling with. And by the end of the year, that kid was a different person. He was enjoying life again. So keep this in mind, because too often times we're focused on having to do or keeping up with what everyone else has to do. No, we have to take care of this thing called a body, our physical being. That's part of our spirituality. But then we also need to rest spiritually, and that means to take time to pray. You hear me say this oftentimes, take 15 minutes to pray each day and 15 minutes to do some spiritual reading. Make that time. Notice, as I mentioned, Jesus, after a long day of preaching and going into the evening hours, he woke up early in the morning and he went off to the deserted place. He knew that was his time when he could have solitude and rest with the Heavenly Father in union with the Holy Spirit. So we have to find the time that's good for us. If we wait till the end of the day and we're tired, most likely the only prayer we're going to get is horizontal meditation to Our Lady of the Pillow. So we really need to find that good time. Prayer should be always saying the Our Father, deliberately, thinking about the words, because that's the perfect prayer. And there we're praising God. We're really saying, I love you, Lord, in saying that prayer. The Glory Be is another beautiful prayer, giving praise to the Trinity. Also take the time each day to thank the Lord for everything you have. Too often times, the little problem overshadows everything else. It's like our little moon that revolves around our planet Earth can eclipse the sun at times, and yet the sun is so huge. Well, in the same way, the devil likes to use this one part of our life, this problem, this turmoil, to eclipse everything else. Take the time to give thanks to God for all that you have. And then ask the Lord for help with any problems. He wants us to share our lives with Him. Take the time to examine your life. At the end of the day, it's always good to do a little reflection, say an act of contrition, go to bed. Of course, this moves us to regular penance. But this is a good prayer life. Of course, it's punctuated throughout the day with grace at meals and so on. But that 15 minutes can make such a difference in our world. I encourage you, too, to always have that time for your heart to speak to our Lord. So if you're a man, look to the example of St. Joseph and ask for the grace to be a holy man. St. Joseph didn't have an easy life, but he's a holy man. If you're a woman, pray, looking to the example of our Blessed Mother, for the grace to be a holy woman. If you're a spouse, pray for your spouse each day. Ask yourself, am I doing the best I can for my spouse? Do I show my appreciation the way I should to my spouse? If you're a parent, pray for each of your kids. Each one's different. Each one has different needs. If you're a child, pray for your family members. How blessed you are to know you have a home, that you have a family with people that love you. No family's perfect, but if we pray for our family members, more likely we're going to be more loving towards them. Prayer. And then, too, some spiritual reading. Do a little passage from the Gospel or the Catechism. Another great little book is simply called Prayer by Pope Benedict. It's just a compilation of his Wednesday audience addresses given over a year. Beautiful little book, available in our parish gift shop after Mass. But anyway, a very good little read that helps us each day to grow in our prayer life. And then with that, use time wisely. Granted, time is precious. But if you're driving around, maybe commuting to work or some other place, say the rosary. Listen to a CD, one of the Lighthouse CDs that are available in the narthex. But use the time wisely. That's part of prayer, too. It also keeps us safe from the occasions of sin known as other drivers as we're driving along the highway. So all good things. Also, take one time this week to come here to church. especially on Thursdays when we have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Here's a place to find solitude. In the quiet of this church, before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, you can allow your heart to rest with His and to speak to Him, but also to listen to Him. Pope John Paul II wrote, "It is pleasant to spend time with Him, to live close to His breast like the beloved disciple at the Last Supper, to feel the infinite love present in His heart. How can we not feel a renewed need to spend time in spiritual converse, in silent adoration, in heartfelt love before Christ present in the Most Holy Sacrament? How often I have experienced this and drawn from it strength, consolation, and support." In all, taking this time to rest spiritually as well as physically, we'll know our Lord's the Good Shepherd, and with Him we will not want. He'll be with us, present in our life, whether it's the verdant pasture or it's the dark valleys. Also, such a life will make our heart compassionate. Notice in the Gospel that here the apostles were on the boat, and they are ready to disembark, and this huge crowd has followed them and greets them. Now, Jesus doesn't get out of the boat and say, "Boys, back in the boat, we're leaving away from this crowd." Instead, Jesus, the Gospel reads, His heart was moved with pity. Better word, compassion. His heart was moved with compassion for these people. With that, we remember that because of this rest, physical, spiritual rest, our heart will be filled with compassion for others. Compassion comes from the Latin words cum patior, to suffer with another person. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux warned us, when work becomes like an idol, we become hard-hearted. Consider that. You know, in America, we're all into production and efficiency, and sure, we have to meet our responsibilities. We want to do a good job. But when work becomes the idol, and our life is simply an activism, and we're frenetic, meaning we're just here, there, everywhere, constantly on the go, this heart becomes empty. And then it becomes hard. And then we resent even the needs of our loved ones. So that rest makes this heart filled with the love of our Lord so that we can be compassionate. Our Lord summed it up well. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and find life. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Let us heed our Lord and rest this day with Him. May God bless you.